Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unless they come back, we'll fall to 12-26.
Yeah, well, they're not coming back, Joe.
Ground ball to third. That'll do it. Pirates shut out again. 5-0 Cardinals.
Unbelievable. Well, actually, very believable. How dare I say unbelievable? It's Pomp and Joe. They don't call Pomp part-time Pomp for nothing. Is he ever here when you're here anymore, Tyler?
No, he hasn't been here the last. I actually miss Pomp. I miss because now when
so do I.
When they get the three guys, you kind of banter.
Yeah,
go golf. Who's better?
Right.
Maybe he's golfing. Maybe he's trying to get that.
You think on a day like this? I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
36 or 18?
Probably 36. Bob shot an 84 at Oakmont the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
He says he did. There was a little incident when he took me out to Oakmont a couple of weeks ago where on the first, have you played it?
Yep.
The first hole is a very slopey green where if you don't get on the green, the ball will roll down into a ditch. Yeah. So Bob was on the edge of the green, maybe 10 feet off the green, but still puttable. It was he putted four times where the ball went up and made the roll of shame back toward him.
Yeah.
Somehow that may or may not have appeared on the scorecard. Limitless wonder.
Somehow.
Oh. But I'm going to take him at his word that he did shoot an 84. He's a very good golfer.
Yeah. You know, when you start shooting those 84, 80s, they have every shot in their bag, you know.
At Oakmont.
Yeah, like the flop shot where they can get it to like stick.
I know of it. I've never executed one. Yes.
Like, I'm just like Bob. I'm putting it from like the little bit of rough.
Yeah.
Just because at the range I have it.
Right.
And then you put a little bit of pressure in a game.
Exactly.
I'm like my something happens where my arms go numb or stiff or something, and that flop
my
shot.
My brain does.
Yeah, yeah. Something happens where. From the backstroke to the front, something happens.
Something happens where
it's just like a disaster.
Yeah.
But no, what?
Thinking. Yeah.
Guess what I'm getting this week? I hope.
This is Tyler Kennedy, by the way, Stanley Cup champion, joins us, or well, joins me every Thursday from 10 to 11. What were you going to say?
I'm getting new clubs this week. They're waiting for them to get in.
Did you take out a loan for that?
Honestly, my wife doesn't know because she goes, oh, it's your birthday in July. If you want them, get them. And I don't think she's got any idea how much these things are.
Oh, if people guessed, like people who don't know golf, they would guess, oh, yeah, you spend a couple $100 on a new set of clubs. Isn't that cute?
Add another zero, and then that's what you're talking about, right?
At least.
So the clubs I'm using now, I had, remember Reebok was a big hockey stick? They had the zero sticks.
Yes.
I signed with them for 2 years. And they were sponsored by TaylorMade. So as soon as you signed a hockey stick deal, or even I wore all their stuff, they gave me a brand new set of TaylorMade burners. So head to toe TaylorMade, but I never golfed when I was younger. The only thing that got me into golf was COVID. COVID got me into golf, and then I've been using those ever since. And that's why I think I'm shooting like around the, you know, low 90s right now. I think I can get the 80s with a new set.
You're in the low 90s right now?
Low 90s.
Guess who's on the phone, Tyler? And I don't think he's happy.
Take a guess, Tyler.
It's Bob.
Oh, I can't wait.
This could be the first fight of the day for you.
If there's wind in the background, we know where he is.
Bob, how are you?
I'm not doing very well right now because I've heard what you said. Okay, and so for the record, I did shoot 84, but that day that I was on the green at 2 off the side, I did take 4 putts in the roll of shame, as you described, but I went on a card, I shot 99 that day. So for those who think and I'm not doing that, I had to defend my integrity here.
Yes.
And it was a 99. So that's what happens out there. You can do that or you can be good and avoid that stuff.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob. Tell Tyler about your day at Oakmont 2 days ago, about your 84. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on the good things, shall we? We won't even mention your fight with Limits yesterday. Did you hear about Tyler?
I heard.
You did?
I heard he...
Oh, you didn't hear about that. Come on.
About City Limits calling you out?
Tyler Kennedy.
Bob, I'm like, if I hear Wynn in the background, he's on the course right now getting the shift in right now, putting some work in. But what did you shoot at Oakmont 2 days ago?
84. Yeah, 84. Wow. But I did everything the right way. I avoided a lot of problems. Only one double bogey, you know. There is no wind in the background. If you hear wind, it's, you know, Austin may be putting it in there in a, you know, background kind of jingle thing. I'm not headed to anywhere that would include golf. Actually, I am. I'll be honest with you there. A little later, we have to do the Education Partner Golf Tournament. So I emcee that every year. It's a great charity. And so that's what I'm doing.
Wow. You're a real player at golf, though, Bob. That's awesome. I can't wait for our little – I might have to renegotiate the terms of the little two-on-two.
Yeah, Bob's getting into a rhythm right now.
Yeah, he's starting to feel – we might have to wait.
He's starting to feel it. Bob, you should have called in. What?
Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler. He says, I'm getting into a rhythm. Ask him how many times he's played in a row. How many days? Ask him.
How many times you?
11.
11.
11 days in a row?
Yeah, and it's getting worse. I always tell people, the more I practice, the worse I get.
How much free time do you have?
What do you mean free time? I leave 11 this mess.
11 days in a row.
Yeah, I leave this
time.
Mess, and I'm on the tee at 2:20, and then I'm home by 4:30. I play at Moon. You can play a wonderful quick round on a beautiful course.
So you just show up right at the time of your tee time. It's 10:10 or whatever.
Yes, that's generally the idea, Limits. You show up by your tee time.
Don't people typically show up a little bit earlier before their tee time?
I don't know, Limits. Maybe a couple minutes early.
When you golf 11 days in a row.
12 after today.
12?
Yeah.
You're not going there to warm up before your round. You're still warm from the day before. You're just
exactly.
going.
That's exactly right. Bob, you should have called in as Alvin from Aliquippa, I think, on this show.
Alvin in Aliquippa is on the line right now. Hello, Alvin. How are you?
Hey, Bob. You think Gino can carry the backup for you?
Tyler, were you there for that call day?
Yeah. Well, you guys replayed it last week.
Right. That was that was history making.
They replay it every freaking day. What are you talking about?
Bob, I sense that you might not have showered well after yesterday's show. Remember Clint Hurdle said after yet another horrifying loss, you got to shower well after the game. Are there any leftover feelings toward Limits attacking you yesterday?
No, I left that room yesterday. No, I don't do that, Joe. That's fine. He can say what he wants. He has every reason to back it up and or not. And, you know, it was fine. No problem.
Crowley thought I was a little out of line.
Yeah, a lot of people did, Bob.
No, you weren't. You made an opinion. That's your opinion. I was just indifferent to the opinion. That's okay. No, that was no problem.
Everything's good, Limits.
Everything is good, yeah.
We can move ahead.
I didn't think it wasn't.
Bob, may I ask you?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just I heard that and I said, oh, come on. Now I have to come on and set the record. So that's all I want to do.
Well, Bob, I want to ask you and Tyler a sports question before you leave. May I?
Sure.
Mike Sullivan had his Rangers news conference this morning, and he was asked about them, the Rangers, as opposed to the Penguins, imploding this past season. He said, I can't really comment on what's evolved here in the past. All I can speak to is what we can potentially build here moving forward. Let me ask you both, because my answer to this is no. Do you think Mike Sullivan is going to rectify what's wrong in New York and become a hero with the Rangers? Bob, you go first.
You know, goaltender, that's where it starts for me. And Igor Shesterkin signed a big deal. He's one of those guys that you can rely on, I think. If that's the case, they'll be better than they were this past season. I think they fell apart this year. They don't have as many young pieces. They traded some of those guys away, guys who were high-end draft picks. And so I don't know how much is in their system, but I think he'll be a guy who can get them into the playoffs. I don't know about winning championships. It's hard to do. And until I see what's in their system, I don't think they have enough up at this level, but they're not afraid to spend money. So, but if you have a goaltender, things can happen, as we found out this year, didn't we, Tyler?
Yep. That goalie almost means everything right now. Like, that's such a huge focus, and like physicality, scoring goals, like those are huge. And when you think about New York, like, I think Mike Sullivan just thinks they have more pieces in place that he can groom to play a certain way. And I think he's going to have a great year. I don't know how many times we've seen this where a guy goes to a new place and they go almost to the finals. You know, New York's got a lot of good pieces with Panarin, you know, the two guys from Pittsburgh with Miller, Trocheck. They got some Fox on defense, and they got a stud goalie. If he can get all those guys playing and all those other little pieces on the same page, I think they can be a really good team. I just didn't think they were all moving in the right direction here. I just think there's a lot of outside noise that was getting to them, even with who was that one defenseman that really struggled this year?
Trouba, before they got rid of him?
That was another situation.
But half the team was just in the tank this year.
And I think it affected them, but I think with a fresh start, when you get a new coach, it's a fresh start. It's like new proving grounds for everyone.
Yeah,
and I think that's going to be the start they need in New York. I think they're going to have a great year, and I think obviously starting with Mike Sullivan, I think everyone can agree he's a phenomenal coach. Like he's a motivator. He's preparation. You talk to Sid, any of those guys, he's the most prepared coach they've ever been around, and that speaks volumes, and that gets respect from the players. But just like everything, everyone's voice gets stale too. But I think he's going to have a great year.
Thank you, Bob. Love you.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See you, Bob.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy. Kennedy.
What a legendary call that was, huh, Limits?
Pretty awesome. I was just saying goodbye to Bob.
You know, I'd be going at Christmas, and I'd be coming down like the mall at Robinson or Ross Park, and I'll just hear some yins are just ripping Kennedy down the wall.
Oh, really?
Just screaming it, and I'm just got my head down. I'm just like, my little buddy, that. You know, my son TK, he's like, Dad. And I'm like, you put your head down and you walk, because he's not going to stop if we turn, you know. But it's...
How often do you get that?
I get it like probably twice a year. Like where it's like, and like, I probably get a lot where people walk by me and say, Kennedy. But
great.
Some people go like three or four, and I'm just like, okay, I get it. You know, and
you
like,
wave to them?
I give
no
them
acknowledgement?
Yeah, I give them. Yeah, again, it's still nice when people call your name. Doesn't matter, you know? I give them acknowledgement. But when they start ripping it off three or four times, that's where I kind of like, all right, enough, you know?
Then it's probably to walk away. That's like Limits. You probably have this situation when you have your Penn State gear on. My stepson has done this, where we'll run into somebody at the beach somewhere, and one person says, we are. They don't know each other. We're just walking past a stranger. They say, we are, and then the other one says, Penn State.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Do you do that? You've engaged in that?
I've engaged in that in different places. Southern Cal for the Rose Bowl, Miami for the Orange Bowl. Oh. A lot of times when I wear my Steelers gear, when we go to Geneva, an enemy territory in Ohio, which is like an hour outside of Cleveland,
right?
I will wear my Steelers gear all the time, and that's always fun seeing people that also wear Pittsburgh apparel.
Interesting.
You know what I do to people that wear their Penn State, because everyone's so proud of wearing Penn State. I'm not from here, and I'm just like, because you know, they got the whole tracksuit, head, you know, jersey, or like, you know, the three-quarter zip, hat. I always ask them, I go, what university you go to? And, you know, they're like so proud to say Penn State. You get them hook, line, and sinker, because they are so proud. But I love playing the jokes on the Penn State.
You and Limits may have something to talk about here, Tyler. In the meantime.
I don't want him getting after me like he got after Bob.
Yeah, I know. He's been really borderline violent lately.
Oh, stop
actually,
it.
Limits. Here's the thing. He's very nice, but there's some latent anger that's buried deep that sometimes spews out. It did on Bob yesterday.
I don't think it was anger. I think it was just putting a good debate out there on the table for the people.
Well, that's like me trying to debate Sid. Hey, Sid, what do you think of this? He said, no.
What do you mean? What would he do?
Sid would respect your answer, but then, you know, someone come over and be like, hey, just shut up, TK.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Kind of like Crowley did today.
Tyler Kennedy in for the whole 10 o'clock hour. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen, he played the Pirate sound from the top of the show, and I'm in waiting mode now, Tyler. I feel like if this is going to happen early in the season where Bob Nutting moves on from the manager and or the owner, what's that limits? Whose phone is that? Is he calling? What? Did you just pick up the phone and call me?
No.
Yes, you did. Oh, no, I accidentally FaceTimed our boss. In the middle of the show.
I was actually hoping that was going to be City Limits, because that would have been, wow, he's getting comfortable.
I accidentally FaceTime my daughter at school all the time. She's like, Dad, you did it again. Can you just find a way to lock your phone? I can't do it. But I'm waiting for this to happen. And the fact that they're off today after the disaster that was the series in St. Louis, and the fact they've lost, what, 7 in a row and 9 of 10 and are on pace to have maybe the worst season of the modern era of Pirate baseball, the fewest wins ever in a 162-game season. I mean, I could go on and on here. They have the same record now that they did through 38 games of their first season under Charrington, which was a tank job. Yeah. So how do you keep him here? How? And my question for you, Tyler, I was thinking about this coming in. How can I tailor this for Tyler? Is whether you ever played on just a horrible team. And in the NHL, from what I can see, you never did. You said your Jersey team was bad, but it was like 500. Yeah, you still never played on a team that was the laughing stock of the league, did you?
No, no. One thing about the Pirates, though, I love Travis Williams, their president.
Yeah.
He's the best. He was in Pittsburgh. When I was there, he was under Dave Morrow's, and he was phenomenal. And I can just imagine the fires he's putting out. But what a great guy. But no, and obviously with my career, out of the 10 years I played, six of them were with the Penguins, and we had a wagon, which helped.
Yeah.
Then I went to San Jose. We had a pretty good team. Long Island, we made the playoffs. But when I went to New Jersey, they were starting to be in the rebuild. They had a lot of young guys. And, you know, that was the first time in my career when you start seeing, you know, every single game they were playing their backup goalie. You know, and it was just like, oh, like, you know, and then we were out with 10 games left to go. Like, it was a very difficult year at the end. But, you know, you're still playing for something. But that's when, like, leadership really comes in.
Yeah.
That's when you need guys. That's when you don't need any bad acorns in there. You need all good guys that know what's going on.
Yeah.
To help you get through it. Because it can turn sideways in that dressing room pretty quick, you know. And at that time, we had some, you know, some veteran guys with Green, me, Larson. Like, we had some really good guys that knew what was going on. So, again, it's all about the leadership, the chemistry in the team that can really push you forward.
Well, the Pirates are going backward. And I know you said you saw the video the other day. I mean, this is – I'm watching it again. The everything that's happened off the field, it's the most amazing start to any season that I have ever seen for any team in sports, honest to God. They're on pace to win 51 games. They've had all the stuff happening off the field with bucko bricks and, you know, cocktail cans replacing the Clemente number and everything else. And now I'm watching a video, and this is what goes around. This is how people – now I just accidentally called my mom and dad. Can you take my phone? Why doesn't it lock?
Do you hit the side button?
What side button? Yes, and it goes dark, but it doesn't lock.
Well, I think what you have to do is put it face down. That's what I always do. I have mine face down so that your face ID doesn't pop up on your phone, and then you bump it.
Now my dad is calling me back.
Then you're calling our boss. You're probably going to call Pony next. You'll call Crowley next. You'll call your daughter next in school and interrupt like a test she's probably taking.
I can't figure it out. I don't know what's happening. Why that? It says locked, and then yet it still butt dials, Tyler. I don't know. But the video here. So now you can go to the New York Post. So this is what people around the country are reading. And the headline on the New York Post is Pirates employee caught whipping fan with belt in brawl at PNC Park. Now, judging from the story on KDK and the video, while that's never good, I still kind of lean toward the usher here because this guy reportedly was giving a female concession worker a hard time. And then the video shows him spitting at this guy twice, but then the belt comes out. I mean, Tyler, you've been in a fight or two, but I imagine never where your opponent used a belt. This is incredible. You've seen this, yes?
Yes, I've seen this.
Thoughts? And
one, I agree with you. I just felt like the guy kept egging the usher to do something, you know? And, like, that's when, like, alcohol. Nothing ever good happens when you have too many drinks, you know? And, like,
well, we don't know with the fan yet.
Oh, we don't know yet.
No, I mean, do we? Limits? I don't think we know anything with the fan.
No, I don't think we have those type of
details. But, like, just, like, getting that mad over I'm not sure what, you know? And it's just like, guys, just walk away. But what was, like, kind of threw me for a spin when he started taking his belt off, and I'm going, okay, what's going on here? Is he going to put him in, like, handcuffs with the belt? Is he going to hand it over to someone? And then when he breaks the belt in half and he grabs one end and he starts running.
That would be me running then.
Yeah, I would be like, when someone takes their belt off and it's like close to go time, it's like, see ya.
I thought he was going to make a citizen's arrest. And tie him up. You know, that's it for you.
When he folded it in half, I was like, this guy ain't playing. And He hit him once. He hit him more. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like,
well, like, all the jokes have been going around. It was more hits at PNC Park this season than anybody's seen in a game, right? What? Have you ever been spit at in a hockey game? There's been some spitting incidents. There's been some ear biting. Didn't somebody bite Talbot? Did Hartnell bite him? Was it Hartnell?
Yeah, it was someone on Philly.
Limits, can you look up that? Maybe Carcillo. I can't remember now. Just look up Talbot Penguins Flyers bite on Google.
No, my lineman, he just crushed guys from behind.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or hit guys with their head down, you know.
No spitting, even in the minors?
No, because, like, you know, I always tell, like, you know, when a guy's flying by the bench, everyone spits probably 40 times a game.
Yeah.
You know, but I never noticed. And,
you never
know,
got astray?
Never got astray. Nothing worse, you know, like sitting in the back seat, your dad's spitting and coming back. You're like, no, I've never. It's like, you know, if you run into someone and they come out of the car, or, you know, you bump someone at the bar and he's got a cauliflower ear, you're like, you know what? That's my fault. You know, because you know he's like UFC fighter or wrestler. You know, it's like.
Well, there's nothing or few things, I should say, worse than spitting at someone, right? If you're spit at, that's a fighting. Anything's on the table then, yes?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I think spitting is like probably the rudest thing I've ever, you know, but want to hear a crazy story growing up.
Yes. Get the dump button ready, Limits.
Yeah, I know. So, and my dad is such a great dude, but when my dad crossed, you know, someone cut him off or something, and the guy was, or maybe my dad cut someone off, and we were pulling into my driveway.
Yeah.
But my dad just pulled onto the street. Me and my mom are looking out the window. My dad pops out of the car, and this guy behind him pops out of the car, and they're in each other's face. And this guy's like giving it to my dad, and my dad spit in this guy's face.
Ooh.
And the next thing you know, jerseys off. They're going to town on each other. I'm going, oh my God.
Jerseys off.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And then my mom started screaming, and then it was like, it broke up. But like, you know, just like I never asked.
Did your dad get a punch in?
Honestly, it was just like, you know, and the cats go crazy. You just see arms swinging. But I just remember they jerseyed each other so fast. As soon as I think the spit landed, both guys jerseyed each other and they're just throwing. But it only lasted like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's hard not to have a fight after spit flies. It's just hard for that that's not a de-escalator.
No, you feel disrespected.
Did you find any biting incidents?
I honestly did not, but I did find a Ron Cook column on Max
Please.
Talbot being a hero for a night, May 12, 2008, after game one of the Eastern Conference Final against the Flyers and the Penguins, when Max Talbot was up on the podium having a really big night.
Well, that's exciting. All it took me limits was Penguins bite Flyers on Google, and I found it. I don't know how you didn't.
Well, maybe because I looked up Talbot. Maybe I shouldn't have looked up Talbot.
Penguins accused Flyers Hartnell of biting.
Oh, there it is.
This was October 9th, 2009. Were you on the ball club then?
Yep.
All right, so let's refresh your memory. Scott Hartnell had some explaining to do Friday, and it had nothing to do with the Flyers' loss in Pittsburgh. A hearing was scheduled for 10 a.m. with the NHL after the Penguins accused Hartnell of biting defenseman Chris Letang on the right ring finger during a scrum with less than 2 seconds left. I think he knows what he did, Letang said, with his finger heavily bandaged. Hartnell told reporters he did not bite Letang, adding a lot of stuff happens on the bottom of the pile. He had his hands in my face doing the face wash and we're rolling around. I can't say what happened. What happened, Tyler? What do you remember about that?
So I have like mixed like thoughts on this because I'm 100% Hartnell bit him.
Yeah.
But I think Tanger might have put his finger in his mouth.
Does that warrant a bite? Is the bite then justified?
See, I think so. I think if you're going to put your finger in my mouth, I'm going to bite that thing off.
That's the line of the day. Please save that line.
Don't you think?
I don't know that I would bite it off. I might bite down to avoid any further damage.
Judge. Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to bite him lightly. No, I'm biting down like I'm biting on a carrot. You know? That's how I think.
And I couldn't blame you. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Especially like against Philly.
Right.
Like,
you definitely bite the finger all the way off if it's the Flyers. Limits, what if somebody, you're fighting somebody and they stick a finger in your mouth? You biting it all the way off?
I don't know if I have the teeth capacity and teeth strength to be able to bite it off, but I think in that instance, yes, I will try my best. Put your finger down my mouth. Who are you?
Did you guys hate Hartnell with a passion?
Oh, yeah.
Worse than anyone?
Yep. Yeah, when I think of those rivals, they were the best by far. Because every time you knew it was going to be explosive, you know there was going to be controversy. Like, he was a great player. And, like, we hate him. I actually tried to fight him 2 or 3 times. He wouldn't fight me.
Really?
I'm surprised because he probably would have beat me up pretty good. But, like, he wouldn't fight me. And I was just like, oh. But, you know, some little guy came over and, you know, fought me.
Carcillo, maybe?
I play with Carcillo, so I kind of knew him a little bit. And, like, he was out of my weight class. I kind of knew, you know, he wasn't a guy I would want to fight because he'd probably give it to me too.
Well, what else happens at the bottom of a pile? Like they talk in football, there's things that could happen to your private parts. There's all kinds of things that could happen. What happens in a hockey pile or scrum that we don't know about?
Well, you always try to get those extra couple punches. You know, those ones that you know, you're not expecting. You just give it through that little tunnel.
Yeah.
And just give them that one extra that hurts the most, you know, either in the teeth or the eye or whatever.
Right.
But one thing a guy did to me all the time, and even if you watch my fight against Sean Avery, he tried to choke me out. We were on the ground.
Who did? Avery?
Avery. He'd...
Orpik once told me that even Avery's own teammates ate his guts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know what? He was just a different guy. You know, now I think he's coming out, and I think, you know... I think there was a lot going on in his head, but like he wasn't sure what he was because he was like a fashion guy.
Yeah.
But he was a good player. Like he was a guy that can turn a game upside down if he wanted.
But he attacked you at the bottom of that pile?
Yeah. Whenever we fought, he'd get on me and then he'd try to stop me from breathing. Like he would, you know, stop me from breathing. And I'd be, you know.
That seems problematic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like again, like when you fight someone, like I don't know about
slightly, Joe, slightly problematic.
But you know, everyone's like, oh, when you fight someone, are you trying to kill them? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to literally hurt them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're trying to hurt each other. So I don't blame them, you know, because maybe if I was on
you
top,
don't blame him for trying to choke you to
choke
death.
Choke me out. But like, you know, I'm
this
trying
is
to.
Incredible. Yeah. What do you make of this story so far?
I feel like I'd be down for the count in 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. I don't know how tough I'd be.
Can you imagine
limits
in an NHL scrum? If he called someone's opinion ridiculous like he did to Bob, he'd be killed in a minute.
Pat Bostick was also not on my side this morning.
No?
Not,
what did he say?
Not about like what I said with Bob, like how I said it, but he disagrees. He also thinks that Will Howard is more, he's better right now than Aller, but if he was starting a franchise with somebody, he would pick Aller.
Yeah. Here's the thing I admire about Limits, Tyler. He actually reminds me of you and Avery and Talbot. This dude, even though he's young, and, well, slightly built looking there. He weighs 94 pounds.
Slightly. I'm 145. This hoodie looks, you know, not that big on me, but a little bit.
He is not afraid to mix it up, even with the heavyweight champion of the world in Bob Pompeiani. He's not afraid to take anybody to task or to say his opinion. He's a scrapper. Honestly, I love this kid for that.
I try to be a fourth line guy in that regard, trying to make my way to the first line. Yeah,
little dump and chase,
career,
right,
know?
For Limits?
Yeah, you got to win with what you got. And
win with what you got. You have to make it work.
Hey, it's not, what is it? It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight of the, or the size of the fight.
Yeah, I can never get that one right either.
No, it's
either.
The size.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
City Limits, baby.
I like to think I have a lot of fight.
Clip that,
145.
Too. Clip that, too.
But so it can't ever be as good as how this sounded.
I think if you're going to put your finger in my mouth, I'm going to bite that thing off.
I love that line. That could work in a lot of different areas. Yeah.
Whoa.
So, well, no, I mean, forget it. Yeah, that didn't sound right. Anyway, I'm waiting on the Pirates here. If you were to ask me, I think today's the day, but well, it's still kind of early, and well, I just got back from a road trip last night.
It could have been.
But if not now, then when? You have been on teams where coaches have been fired, yes, and GMs. What's that like in a locker room?
It's kind of refreshing, right? You need. It's like getting a new start. It's like when Therrien got fired and Dan Bylsma came in, everything he did in the past was in the past. It was like a fresh start, and everyone was starting fresh. Everyone was trying to prove themselves to the new coach. And, you know, you see a lot of times where a new coach comes in and they end up winning the Stanley Cup, right? Like, that happens a lot, and it's because it's like starting over.
Happened twice here.
Yeah, yeah, and then you think, look around, right? Like, I think, where else did it happen?
Jersey it happened?
Jersey, Vegas.
You're right.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. I think if DeBoer can ever win, it's – probably happened to him four times. You know, he always loses in the finals, but it happens a lot.
He's the best and worst clutch coach in NHL history. He wins every game seven, but never wins in the finals.
Nine in a row, right?
It's incredible.